Hello, guys. Welcome to Tabled. Yes, my name is Joseph Inti, and I will be what you call a facilitating host of this podcast. Thank you so much for clicking to listen to Tabled. This is the very first episode, and I don't know, maybe you've seen the YouTube version and you decided to come here, or this is like your first introduction to it. Well, if you didn't know, there's a YouTube version. Yes, you could go and watch the videos on YouTube on Joseph Inti. Yeah, my YouTube channel. Or you can just search for Tabled. Anyway, this podcast is brought to you kind courtesy of Joseph Inti Productions, the GCR Network, and produced by Kwame Asante Ofori. Yes. So you're wondering, what is Tabled about, right? Tabled is just bringing you conversations about societal topics, you know, things that affect us every day, every week, every month. Those conversations that you have with your friends in the kitchen on your way to, you know, a night out, or when you guys, like, sitting down, a couple of drinks, couple of beers, just those real authentic conversations where everybody's picking everybody's mind, sharing their opinions. And, you know, that's basically what it is. We're bringing you societal topics, conversations that have been tabled. Yes. Okay. So our very first episode, we're going to be talking about wedding culture. Yes. Wedding culture is all the buzz. And as you know, December is approaching. That is the big time, you know, December weddings. December is like a big period for wedding vendors. You know, everything weddings is so interesting to me right now. You know, I come from a time where, like, I mean, if you know me from my podcast, Sincerely Accra, you know, I talk about this a lot. I've been a page boy, twice when I was young, okay? And the whole process of being a page boy, being a part of the wedding, it was really, really simple. I remember even back then, you didn't even really have to coordinate with, you know, everybody. I think I had a suit. I had like 3 or 4 suits. When I was a child, my mother used to get me a lot of suits. So I had a suit. And I remember for one of the weddings, they didn't even like, we didn't have to coordinate. They were like, oh, we're buying a suit. You know, my mom was like, yeah. And I wore a suit. I had like, it was a 3-piece suit and a vest. And then I remember after the wedding, we went to the National Theatre. At that time, it still had a functioning fountain. We took pictures there. And we went to the reception. And the bride wore the same thing, the same wedding dress till the end. The only difference was that at 6 p.m., her mother would say, came to tell her to take off the veil. Because, you know, they keep the veil in their hair. And she took it off, and that was it. And, you know, just growing up in Ghana through the years and seeing how different the weddings have become, all of the things that have become like a standard, like pre-wedding photo shoots, save the date, you know, changing the outfits. Like, it's become such a norm. And sometimes I sit down and I think, who made it so? You know what I mean? It's like right now when people are planning, I've been about 2-3 weddings in my older age. I was a best man about 2 years ago. And you know, like when you're just listening to the conversations and how things are like, oh, we're supposed to do this. We're supposed to do. And it's like, suppose? According to who? You know what I mean? So, yeah, we thought through all of this and, you know, we came up with this particular episode on wedding culture. Of course, I need to shout out the writers on the show as well. I want to shout out Sandra Amina, my good friend. They're all actually, everybody that helped write the show is a good friend of mine. You know, I just created a WhatsApp group for them when I was like, hey guys, let's do this. So shout out to you, Sandra Amina, Derek Kwesi, Ayupiapo, Elikem, am I missing one person? No, I think that's it. Yeah. Elikem, Sandra, and Chrissy. Yeah, thank you guys so much for, you know, helping me do this. And I also want to give a quick shout out to Muhammad Hanif Abdullahi, Samira Awal, Mikaya Uyafe, and Susan Nelson, who all helped on production for this podcast. On this particular episode, we're going to have 4 individuals who are going to be talking us through some of the question prompts that we prepared, okay? So we have Abadatsin, Tatis Karatis, Henry, and Mickey, okay? All right. I'm going to tell you something about the name Mickey. It always cracks me up because it reminds me of Mickey Osei Beko. So I actually think all Mickeys are just unintentionally funny. Anyway, guys, hope you enjoy the episode. Make sure to follow us everywhere at Tabled and talk about us, share, and, you know, I'll catch you on the other side of this. Mm-hmm. Is there a wedding trend you absolutely cannot get behind?
This one, no.
What? The corset?
Why? The way you're wearing it here, I'm like,
Oh, no, but for me, I'm not going to wear corset. I'm not going to wear corset. Ah, why is it that on my big day that I want to have fun? I have to suffocate. So this dress, the first time I wore it for a wedding, I took it off during the reception because I want to dance. Have you seen people wearing corset lately? This is how we sit down.
You made a post.
No, I don't think I will. I'll do a corset.
I think for me, it's trying to get big numbers and trying to make your wedding go viral, being so hyper fixated on, hey, my wedding
that's
has to
my
go
job.
Viral.
Don't spoil
Let
it.
Me go and hire. No. But the thing is, yes, you are a wedding vlogger. You are doing it for people that are actually like in love with the ceremony and getting married. But there are people that purposely want to hire certain kind of bloggers and kind of people to like make the wedding go viral.
I guess it's become a trend, like the hashtag.
So someone can hire like four wedding vloggers. Like four. Wow. I've met three popular people at an event before. And they're like, oh, Tata, were you booked? I'm like, yeah. Why would I be here if I wasn't booked? And they are all them. We are all going to take the same videos. And the thing has to go viral. The hashtag has to trend.
For me, it's the whole online thing altogether. I got married 10 years ago. So this wasn't a thing when I got married at all. Mm. So this is all... I understand the hype and the vibe, you know. Online social media presence is what it is now. Okay. So yeah, I get it. But I feel like it goes over the top.
Over the top, yeah. I agree.
Everybody.
Please, some brides are like... Some people are like very serious with their thing. They're like, please, make sure that... Can we do this transition? Someone will book you and send you transactions and stuff.
I don't get it. I realized later that it's become like a thing, and then there's the hashtag and the... I don't understand why a wedding... If you're not like a celebrity or somebody who's like popular, I don't get the thought process behind being like a whole like why should we have a hashtag and why should it be...
It's the same thing. People who are not famous want that fame. They are 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, people who are famous
I feel like it takes away the whole thing of it being like a sacred ceremony. Like, I feel like that takes it away. So then now it's like, are you guys really in love or is it like a show?
It gives you that one.
It's giving.
Do you know how many times people change? That's what it is. It's a show.
In my hometown in Buzia, I think it's a very beautiful place. I want like people to come there. But at the same time, I want it like nice and intimate. And I have this thing I always say. I want like from Thursday to like a Monday. And only the people that really love me are going to be there. Because Thursday, you get there. Friday is like the dinner. Like, I want that.
Hey, then you have an itinerary.
It's not for like a guest of 100. Oh, some cool 50. Wow. It's
that the people exclude that exclude your family.
No.
They're 50, no, including our family. No, it's not going to me that I have.
You see, that's 50 of my people, and then my husband's people too, 50.
Then that's family. 200. It's only family.
But then the 100, I don't think everybody will get there though, because you say you have work. Those who are like really.
I will take my days off. I'll make the effort.
Again, 100 is a bit unrealistic. I'm sorry. Why? No, if you say 100 aside your family,
have with
a big
my family.
So you have a big family, then, so you don't have a big family.
Yeah, I have a huge family.
So you are...
But it's not everybody. You see, that's another thing. I don't agree to, because 10,000 people are my family members, I have to invite all of you.
Oh, that would be a...
I'm not about to suffer for you to come and chop at my wedding. Meanwhile, when I was broke yesterday and I called you, you swerved me. I don't think everybody that's my family member needs to be invited to my... I'm sorry.
Maybe the children will not be invited.
As for the children, I don't think so. Also, by 8 o'clock, the adults need to go home. Because
no,
if you have a fine...
By 8 o'clock, like, our mothers and the aunties I'm still a baby girl, No, I mean, like, my mom and dad. The old people.
Are you 30 plus?
By 8 o'clock, you need to go home because we're trying to have fun.
There are other people who can have fun with you.
No, it's okay. No.
Initially, I think I also wanted 100 people.
But you ended up with?
I ended up with, I think, about 150 people.
Yeah, because your boy's alone.
It was very strict. Like, my mom, I feel like my dad passed away before my wedding. He's the one that had a dorm. He's the one that had a car. My mom literally took a sheet of paper and wrote 6 people on it. 6 names.
Hey, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those are the only people she wanted at the wedding. I had like 20 friends. My wife's family had about, like, it was like about 150 people. And it was 150 very, I just wanted a very, very simple thing. You do it, like you're saying, after a while, everybody has to go home. And then we moved like the younger people, everybody into a different, a different vibe. And I made sure that every single person I saw at the venue, I knew the person and I had a relationship with the person.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that was because I was seeing people. I'm like,
Yeah, because I feel like it'll get to a point where there are some people that want, somebody's going to bring a plus one you don't know. Or you feel...
Don't bring a plus one.
Yeah, like I don't see why I should share that day with like somebody that I don't really feel. Or I don't think you deserve it like that.
When my cousin was getting married, I was in charge of the guests, you know, confirming people that are coming. And then someone sent me a message and said, oh, I'll be coming with my wife. I said, oh, the invitation is for just you. Mm. So it was like, okay, then I can't make it. I was like, oh, okay. Then I'm canceled. So I called my cousin and I'm like, this person said they are coming with their wife. That's not the order you gave me. So I'm going, but my in-law was like, please go buy it. Because why are you coming to short us our food, dear? Why? Food that my family, me, I was aiming to take away home. Why are you coming to, Ghanaians don't understand that thing of you can't bring your wife. First of all, maybe the couple has a relationship with just you, not your wife. I.e., me, if I invite you, your wife is not my friend and you are my friend, when I invite you, I don't want to hear, can I come with my wife? No, your wife is not my friend. Your wife is an acquaintance.
Oh, no, let me ask you, did you have like a bachelor's night? What was that vibe like?
I tried to, but it didn't work out.
It didn't work out.
I didn't plan it properly.
Did you have a bachelor's night?
Because we were doing everything and we didn't plan it properly.
Actually, the day before the dawn, I had 4 of my groomsmen in my house and it was just...
It was just a thing?
It was just the 5
yeah,
of us.
Yeah, it's a thing. Hey, I've been to a combination, bridal shower and... I've been to both. Like, it was a... Hello, it was a whole party.
You see, because I don't understand why...
Yeah, they combined it.
I don't understand the logic behind you are about to get married.
Uh-huh.
And so, Gwen, the last one before you. I don't understand. And then ladies are dancing on you. And then tomorrow you're going to come and tell me,
That's not the logic.
So then what is the going, the last hurrah?
It's go out with your boys at the cinema for the last time. It is not necessarily, it doesn't say find a girl for the last time before you get married. It's just go out.
I feel like this, I'd rather we do it together. Let's have fun.
If you're all friends, if your social circles merge and you're all friends, it works out.
Yeah, the one I saw,
do you guys believe in the not seeing the bride before, like,
that morning?
So did you see your wife?
I want a friend.
I didn't see her, but it does, I don't think it matters.
One of the wildest ones trends is the bride and her friends doing a choreography for the people that are sitting there.
Why?
Because every time
that's so cute to me. Me and my husband, we have to dance salsa. I used to teach salsa, so I feel like it's so cute. We have to do like a whole routine. I'm gonna do my Beyonce and I think it's cute.
You are the same person. You don't want a chill wedding.
No, but the fact that it's just a few of us.
No, but it doesn't even sound like a chill wedding.
What are the key things a wedding must have and why?
Bride, groom, family.
Key things. That's beyond everything.
Beyond that.
Key things a wedding must have.
Proper coordination. I have seen a distorted ceremony before and I was sure I expected too much when I was going. Because I was going for like creme de la creme type of wedding. I felt their planner was like, oh my gosh, kind of planner. Like two kind of planner. Only to get there, almost like they don't know what they are doing. Clearly, everybody's shouting, everybody's stressed, bride is stressed, groom is, everything was just haywire.
That's like my greatest fear.
Yeah, so I think that having a good coordinator, especially a coordinator and a planner, these two are some key things. If for nothing, if you know you can't plan your wedding yourself, please invest in a coordinator. For me, that's it.
Well, key things. I mean, to buttress his point, because he said,
Bride, groom, family,
obviously an officiating minister.
Yeah.
I feel like
That's it. Those are the key
because
things.
That's how come people go to Vegas and they go and like, you know, because it's just bridegroom, officiating minister. But society here, especially in Ghana and African culture, you cannot get married without family, right? People like sometimes you watch movies and somebody's going to get married and she's now telling their parents, "I'm married tomorrow." I come to tell your mother I meet my like.
No, to be very honest, the West people, their own is wild.
They can
actually get married and come and say, "Oh, we got married." In Ghana, okay, by the time your mother slap will land. It's too direct.
I mean, let me be a little. I honestly feel like I don't see what's wrong because we honestly, last, it's really between me and my man, right? And I feel like with our culture and stuff, once you go and tell the mother, it's like the wedding is not for you again, right? Now it's your mother and your that's the part that like really triggers me.
I think it depends on what you have with the mother though. Because if your mother, what kind of relationship you have with the mother? If your mother are cool, we can say, look.
Yeah, but I feel like the families take it on too much and make it too much.
And we are done. It's actually very intense. Me, that's my combination is really, thick. Really, and we're gone fancy.
Because I want to be happy, right? I don't want to have to like, because I love my mother, I'm going to do this when I really don't want. And it's not for you. You had your wedding.
Dede. So this part, I will.
Do you just call me Dede?
Yes.
It's Dede. Abba. The show is Dede. You tired?
So this mother thing, I have a cool relationship with my mother. My mom is like, whatever you and your husband can afford. Is what like you would do. I was like, wow, whoever spoke to you has done me great favor. Yeah, and because I was like, listen, any shenanigan you want aside our budget one day, you are going to pay. You are going to pay for it. I am also happy because my mom doesn't live here, so she doesn't have any friend here. So she's not about to. My mom doesn't have any friend here. She has only one friend. But again, someone who is married told me that. Try and please your mother just a little bit during the process. Yeah.
I think good food.
Hey, if the food is bad, it's bad.
I feel like, personally, I feel I like hosting. So I feel like part of, I want my wedding to be like a core memory for all of my friends. Okay, like, okay. Oh my God, do you remember? Like every time you see me, I want you to remember how, I don't know if I can curse, but how fucked up you were. Like, everybody was so, like, the food was so good. If there's one thing I want you to take away from my wedding, like, you had fun. Yeah, like,
You don't want a calm wedding.
I never said I wanted a calm wedding. I just said I just wanted a
You did. You said you wanted a very chill low-key.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, I don't want the hashtag why and everybody's gonna, like, I don't want that buzz on the internet. And like, but I want it, for my people, I want it to be, like, fun, but I want it to be my people. Do you get what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
I even want it to be in my hometown. Like, I don't want it to be in Accra. I don't want it to be so, like, okay. I want it to be my people, I want it to be a very, very good time.
I think within any events you do, if you have good food and drinks and music, everything that goes wrong won't matter.
Shout out to all the good DJs out there.
That's what I'm saying. I want the older people, because I still think I'm younger. But, like, the aunties and the mothers, and I want them to leave early. So that by 8 o'clock, like, we can have a... Because I want you to get a hangover and, like...
And they can have their time, you know?
Maybe we should go and do it with the live band in the back.
Do you understand? That's why they have to go.
That's why they have to go.
So you want live band at your wedding?
Yes, I
like for, 100%. Like, live band.
Yeah.
5 key things you want at your wedding. So you're saying live band. Obviously, music. You, groom, good music.
Food. Yes, and a good coordination. Family is good coordination. You have a good coordination.
I had shout out to Mira. Yeah, in event.
Oh, so, Mira. Oh, Mira is good. Mira is good.
Has social media positively influenced wedding culture by fostering creativity, or has it created unrealistic expectations?
100% unrealistic expectations. 100%. I'm leaning.
Because why is there a hashtag for you?
I think it's on both.
Yeah, I was about to say creativity too.
My one of my closest friends, right, Focus and Blair. He's
Showtime.
He's one of the known wedding photographers here.
Yeah.
And for me, I've seen how something like that has impacted his life, right?
Yeah.
In terms of like all this buzz and hype about wedding and stuff and what it has done for him, right?
Yeah.
And he's doing magic stuff.
Yeah.
And then I've seen people, right? Obviously, I can't mention it, but people that will literally borrow, right? Go for loans, right? Just because.
Should we mention him? I have a name.
Let's be calming down.
Be calming down, Tata. Be calming down. People that have gone for loans and tried to like meet the hype or the expectation that social media and the internet has given to weddings, right? If you don't have it, you don't have it, right?
Yeah,
people are trying to rent venues that they literally cannot afford. Oh, like right now, God. Wedding venue for 6 hours is 12K, 13K, 14K. Why? And that's even low key. That's like East Legon Gardens. Like I did mine at, what do you call it? Some gardens spot in East Legon, right? And it was 10K at the time. But now there are venues that are like charging 50K, 60K.
Ah, but the unique florals are charging, we're charging this amount of money in 20, yeah, 20 something, 2015 and 2016.
So I feel like social media, like some, a lot of people will see it and be like, hey, Charlie, I need to do my wedding at this spot, but you do not have the money.
On the flip side, I think it probably has helped people, the creatives,
So
achieve the same kind of look on a smaller budget.
Right.
So find ways and means to give you this whole look you want without spending it.
So it's done both, actually. Yeah. It's done both. But the unrealistic one is more.
Yeah, I feel like it's more.
Like the whole changing the outfit multiple times and like all of that for me, I feel like social media has just made it. So now it's like when somebody has a wedding, you find yourself comparing it to like something else and you don't even realize that you're doing that.
Yes.
And it's really just because of what social media has made. You can't just look at someone's wedding and make it, okay, this is this people and this is how they want it. And right now you want to, and I'm one, you're going to say, oh, Sana, Sana, once. And
how about you? You're going to change.
I'm going to change.
You change at least 3 times.
It's not me.
I did not say that I'm not going to do it. You didn't say I'm
not
going to do it.
I just said that, you know.
Going to change. Oh,
no. One thing for sure, I'm going to wear sneakers.
Yeah,
because I'm going to be comfortable in the wedding. Oh, yeah, it's not your wedding.
And nice sandals will do.
Oh,
wow. I'm always happy for those who got married during COVID because most of them had the simplest of weddings. Like there was no shebang. Yeah. There was no, it was just really quiet. Yeah. Yeah, so me, if I had found my better half in 2020, I'll jump.
That's
and if people were doing Zoom weddings,
yeah,
just the pastor, the couple and Zoom.
Yeah.
Or big bonnet, no, or a wedding.
Yeah.
You don't have to dress up.
Yeah, me,
the unrealistic aspect is too much. If you are borrowing to have a wedding, I must tell you, you don't have sense. I'm sorry. You don't have sense. Why are you borrowing? What do you eat after the wedding? You see, these things are annoying me.
People do not understand.
These things are annoying me. Why are you borrowing?
The journey after the actual ceremony.
It's so wild.
Forever.
Because
I think it's because people confuse marriage and wedding.
No, right now, the whole thing is about wedding for people.
It's not
the marriage.
Into the wedding having and forget wedding, that about the, there's like the, a marriage.
There's something after.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I'm married. Oh, I always like, Tassas, don't do the frivolous things. I'm telling you, everybody's like, I regret doing this because, you know, what was the essence of a, I don't know, everyone is foam knife free ladder. You know how some people
have some.
Yeah,
machines,
it was like, yeah, what was the essence of this thing that I did? When I think about it, I feel like we wasted money because that thing was so and so amount of CDs. The way I want to, even if I'm renting with you after, I want a cozy home, my darling. I want to enter the house and feel like this is home.
Yeah.
So if we have to cut down costs so that after I can jump, buy a new car or something, sweetie, we got to do that because I'm not going to.
Would you not do the whole wedding?
Mm-hmm.
To buy a house.
Please, I will, but my mother will not allow. That's where I'm sitting.
You see, that's the issue. That's what I mean by like having to please. Like when, yeah, like when that's the thing. Like now, it's not even your thing.
I only mean that. Like I want to do something for my mother. You know,
your mother has gotten married though. She had her own. This is yours.
My, I want to do something for her. I want her to wear the attire, dear Sam. You know what I mean?
If you rent an only child, do you think this will feel differently about
I was about to say Tata's circumstance is different because of her relationship with her mother.
And I'm an only child.
You know, so her perspective will be
and very, it has changed, so I'm not about to marry. But that's
me,
a lot.
You're not about to marry.
Me, I didn't have
I'm any, claiming it, so please.
I didn't have any, like, you know,
anybody to please.
Like, let me try. The only person that I think that, was my dad. He wanted me to get married so badly in a Catholic church. He set a date for me.
Oh,
cute. And even after he passed, I mean, he still left some kind of like money and stuff like that.
Hey, God, where did we pass?
So I feel like he is the one that would have made me feel like, oh, I have to do something for my dad. But I mean, he was out of the picture now, and it was just my mom. And I was like, listen,
Auntie Fastidia, she's quick, down.
Quick. Because at that time, I feel like you cannot put so much money into a wedding or a ceremony. And when you finish, when you go house, you are not living a certain lifestyle.
You see the set we are sitting on? I want some in my house as my dining table. I'm not understanding.
Do you get?
Yeah, I want a cool life.
I feel like sometimes
I've
been witness to certain people that get married and like the wedding is so like, they are sitting in like some Maybachs and like the whole wedding.
After that, if you but see when we some finish my
and
Canada
we say, Chale, we forgo. Oh, Chale, we could go across some. Oh, Chale, bro, you not see money no day. And I'm like, that's BS.
BS. In fact, my wife take the car cover, so we know if you go. That's you don't even have two cars. You want to do wedding?
I feel like that one is a bit.
No. Let me tell you. The reason why I said that is because right now car is not a luxury. It's convenient. Like it's just convenient to have a car.
Fair enough.
So if after the wedding, boys are like going somewhere, you know, you start in the main one. Your friend, you start in that on your wedding. You even did this thing. Hey, oh Jesus. They do a lot. After that, you don't have two cars. Please, I'll rather forfeit and me, I have a car. My husband too has a car. Everybody's managed. Like, you know, the soft life, even if it's not baby cry, let's be soft somewhere. Do you understand? A little.
I mean, yeah. I feel like rule of thumb, especially for me when I was, married. I tell you, rule of thumb for me was whatever budget I'm spending or we are spending on the wedding, we need to have double of that money. You cannot spend 100K on your wedding and when you finish, you have 20K in your, I'm sorry, maybe I'm speaking from privilege and I might get backlash for this, but this is my point of view, right? You cannot spend 200K on your wedding, yeah? And when you finish and everything, sometimes some people project and forecast on
you don't even have
monies that they'll get. And you don't have, Sebi, I'm sorry. Like, I don't mean to be classist, but you don't have, because you're spending 200, 300K on your wedding.
Henry, you're not doing anything wrong, bro.
And when you finish,
if you can spend that money, then you should have
a few hours,
so
right?
More unrealistic things.
And when you finish and you go house, you're scuffling. As for me, that one, I said it point blank. Like, listen, I know go spend my money all for this.
Oh my God, we are trending on better life chat. Be on your book. On your book.
Do you agree that the cost of being in the wedding party should be covered by the couple?
The bridesmaids and things. First of all, you are doing contribution. First, you are buying your own fit, and then the hair, and then the bridal shower, you have to contribute for that one.
Yeah.
Did I send you to get married? Why must your marriage now become my headache? I'm not...
So, Abba, there's
I really
rule.
Cannot...
One thing that I've said right now is that nobody should ask me to be a maid of honor.
I feel like you have to be really... Like, you have to be really... Like, I have to be really, really close with you before, like, it's like, okay... But if we're not really that close... Because I don't understand the... I don't understand the brides that have, like... Their bride is like... 8, 10, 12 girls. They're all your close friends.
I'll play devil's advocate on this, right?
Tell me.
I feel like
you and my first plan.
Another sane thing to do as a human being, rule of thumb generally. Your circle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when I say circle, I mean your intimate people in that circle. When something they do you go feel call them, say Charlie.
Yeah, inner caucus.
I feel like your circle should be on a certain level where when you tell them I'm getting married, they're like, okay, bro.
What do you need?
What are we doing this? The car, you sort them out. So then, Shada, how we go do?
So this. So you are saying that
at the same time? Right? No. Tatas. At the same time, right?
I'm not.
You, the guy.
You should be able to say no. You I should don't be really able to say. I will do this myself.
You should be able to say, yeah. Bro.
Or you at least try and sort some, but don't leave everything.
Let me give you what actually happened. Me, I bought the material for everyone. I had like 8.
Allah. What was I saying? Scaffold is out. Saga. I bought like.
So I bought the material. And then I obviously, my guys were like, where the tailor did? So how much the tailor go collect? How much? It wasn't a hustle. If you are getting married and you are hustling, with the people that
even
you are,
the people that,
even the people that you are I trying to follow you, you are in a wrong circle to start off with. Secondly, you might even be heading towards, because these same people are supposed to be there for you after you get married, right? I'm not saying they should be in the relationship, in your marriage. Their marriage will be you and your wife, you and your husband. But they should be there for you in a certain way, right? Yeah. If you go marry, and you can't tell your boy, say, Charlie, bro, the kaftan, it be
200 cedis,
let's say. It'd be 800 cedis or whatever. KB is my guy and everything. So I spoke to him. He actually was supposed to be a groomsman. And I said, KB, Charlie, your kaftan, I don't mind saying me, I go wear the kaftan.
But the boys.
But my boys, I don't want to give them that burden. First of all, I'm trying to use emotional intelligence, I think. To try not to burden, like what Abba is saying.
Then so you use it. Right? So some people
that's
don't.
All I'm trying to say, because I feel like if you're gonna I want to be there for you, but don't like leave everything and expect a certain, because you also don't know what a person's like pocket is.
Do you get what I'm saying?
So,
but then this is
so
what
like,
the,
it should come
but then this is what the boy said. Ah, what did they talk about? When we pay the thing and go. Like you know,
your friends are rich.
That's nice.
They are not rich.
Okay.
No. About rich is relative. Rich is.
I feel like
in that context, they are rich.
If you can afford chocolate, and all your friends are like, it's cool.
In that context, they were trying to be supportive.
You tried to be cool too much.
I've been groomsman 9 times.
Hey!
You my bridesmaid.
I feel you.
I mean,
you should be in your CV.
5 of those 9 times, we.
I have been a groomsman 9 times.
5 of those 9 times.
I am responsible, dependable.
We were chocolate.
And rich.
Hey.
Fair enough. Hey. At that time, wait. Tata. T, wait. Fair enough. At that time. My guy was not
Diaries.
That expensive. Right? Chocolate was not that expensive.
And
let me tell you the reason why I'm saying we are supportive. Then I know get lose 1,005 for their way at the table, so kaftans for my boy. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
But I knew how I could find it. I knew how I could, Charlie,
rally around.
Oh, my boy.
I feel you.
So that's what I'm saying. In this case, it's not rich per se, it's being supportive. But because I had that in mind because of my experience and my track record of being a groomsman, right? I didn't want to make somebody feel like, Charlie, they did squeeze, man. So they were all happily paid for whatever we ended up wearing.
So I had one guy, my wife had her best friend, one.
So it was just...
My best man took care of my best man had been everyone's best man, so he had suits already.
Okay.
So and but I mean, even so, he's married now. Oh, yeah, God. he was still willing to do his own thing, so he got his own thing.
It wasn't. The one I really like it. Like the, so if I ever decide to have a white wedding. Which I don't see.
Yeah,
if I have a white wedding, that's what I want.
Did you have a white wedding?
Yeah.
For a traditional.
Did you have both?
Yeah.
Was it on the same day or?
No.
Actually, that's another chain. I don't understand.
Oh, wow. Well, 2 weeks apart. I've never heard that.
Okay, my recently. Because
I know now people are putting in one day. You do the traditional in the morning. Yeah. And you do, I've been to 2 weddings, not one. One in the morning, one in the evening.
Yeah.
That wedding was done by like 6 p.m. Everything was out. I was like, wow.
Even that 2 events cry is long.
It's long. Well,
yeah. You know originally, right? Our wedding ceremony is the traditional thing we are doing.
And then
the culture that we are following, because you are following, quote unquote, the West.
Is wedding coverage and photography ruining the authenticity of real moments during weddings?
I feel like it depends on the person you hire to do your photography and your videography. And because if you hire a seasoned person, and the person will know how to get the natural shots, the person will know how to get like natural footage, it will not be forced. Like sometimes, and also the chemistry between bride and groom is so important.
Thank you.
Because if the chemistry, you are going to get married, how are we talking about your chemistry? Like you should be like,
He should get so many moments out of it, because
everything should be.
Listen, if you have to tell me to kiss so that you take a picture, Osha, infoni Osha, Osha, Ona, Tote, that one shot, Ona, Bipe, me not your. I don't like some things, so you can't force me like that. Kissing, no cry, it's hard for me in front of my family.
1,000 words, for our photo. He did my sister's wedding, and then we used him for our wedding, and we used him for every family event since, and they've taken great photos, and they've never had to direct us, or except for a few shots that they wanted to do. Otherwise, it's always been
I feel like it has to be natural. Like if we have to do retakes,
because when we were coming, we created like a little aisle, like when we were coming, the videographer was in front of us. And he kept trying to direct my wife. And my wife was like, it's okay. I like, don't stress. Like, do what you have to do and you will get like your natural shots.
If you are really good, you get the shots that you want.
Who do you have in mind to use?
I should say it so that they will come and beat me. I should say it.
But because you are giving keys or if you are really good.
If like you are really good at your job, getting certain shots shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
You will catch the most candid,
sweet
shots, and you don't even need to do so much. You will catch them gossiping. You will catch you will catch all those things. You don't need to now come and say, do as if you are telling your wife, do as if you are telling. Then you know, so you do like this. Do as if me makele. At that point, me to mak bokosete. Well, me makele. Me bokosete alone. Even though I like my lovey-lovey inside my room. I don't like my lovey-lovey for people.
Opposite.
So when PDA is relative, we can hold hands and those things. But you see that thing that you are expecting, do kiss. Well, if the whole family is shouting kiss, I'll just be like this. Because if they...
But if you plan to have a white wedding... I don't want to do kiss your bride. Yeah, I was about to say, if you plan to do a white wedding...
I won't do kiss your bride.
Why not?
I don't even watch people kissing on TV. That's how bad it is.
Oh my God,
yeah. I'm like... Oh, I think it's like, oh my. Yeah,
I did a kiss. I did a kiss. And,
did you?
Was
it long?
It wasn't long, but yeah, I did flip her over. Proper.
Oh!
I told her I would. So I took off.
I took off
my jacket and I was over, and the kids are like, yeah. I told her before I would do this. She's like, no, don't do it. I'm like, it's our wedding day. When else can we do this for in front of everybody? Like, Oh, she like the air.
We like it.
I can probably. I think I can.
Oh,
yeah.
No. It's okay, but I'll not do it.
Girl, I'm the opposite.
Yeah, you. Oh, no, and it's fine.
Yeah, me, I'm doing everything. My mom will have to leave at some point. No, not like that, but already I'm a very.
They should be saying that parents should go away. She won't lose on things where they are.
No, you know, a little. I'll probably lick your face.
Hey! So you'll be doing shower.
Yes, cause me, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and all of it's that, my wedding. If you, if it's not on so this day that you are going to see our love and our chemistry, which other day is there?
Oh,
it's
days.
Today.
Okay, well,
they come and marry you, say, madam, trust me, na na muki. So I'm saying,
no, me, I like people who are like, I wish I had
really
that
fine
vim
too. So he's gonna be looking extra hard. Oh my God, look at his skin.
Hey,
I'm probably gonna tell the pastor that Charlie. The thing that I'm going to say before you, I'll probably just say my own vows, because if I leave it to him, he will read 10 scriptures and he will be wasting the time. Do you understand? Speed it up.
So you said that you can get a good shot.
Yeah. I remember the day I met you. I saw you. I love you. I'm so glad. Forever and ever. Amen. Let's kiss. Come on. Let's go to the room. Mommy, don't watch this.
I think you remember the wedding is just for one day, a few hours in a day actually. The marriage is where the work is, that's the journey. I think you should do what works for you within your means.
At the end of the day, it's between you and your partner, and you have to feel free to do whatever you actually want to do.
But please don't borrow.
Don't forget why you're getting married and who you're getting married to. And remember that at the end of the day, it's you and your partner. You guys are the two most important things. So don't let all the external things really affect, you know. Don't do too much. Don't go too far to please too many people, because at the end of the day, it's you and the person you love. Okay? Okay. Bye.
Well, thank you for making it to the other side of the Tabled podcast. Well, very interesting opinions, very strong opinions, you know, shared across all through. I really loved this conversation. They got me laughing. And I really like the presence of Mickey, because, you know, Mickey did get married 10 years ago. And so you can see that difference, right? It's very clear. You know, what I will say is, it is true. We are kind of like, you know, a society that's kind of like extended by nature. I remember when I was growing up and I was learning social studies, they would say, oh, the Western world, they have a nuclear family. And then we have an extended family. Our extended family consists of mommy, dada, daddy, brother, sister, uncle, auntie, grandma, cousin, you know? And we've always had this kind of idea that when people are marrying, it's families marrying families. It's not two individuals. And so everything is just big. You have to accommodate all sorts of people, your parents, guests, and all of that. And I mean, what is culture if not dynamic? I think that as times go on, because you will realize that now it's not easy to come by certain things as it was, you know, the standard of living, the markers for a good standard of living have changed. So I say all that to say that I think that it's high time we take a second look at weddings and, you know, do what suits you best. Yeah, if you want to have a trending hashtag, you want to have a convoy, you want to do all of that and be the envy of the town. And, you know, just for that one day, everybody's going to, well, maybe not just one day, because the day after, you know, if you're lucky and there's no trending news, no celebrity has done any crazy thing, you will trend, you know, and if that's what you really want, you should do that. But you should also know that every action has a consequence. So like Tata says, if you're going to do that and finish and be broke and not have two cars, and that is cool by you, you don't mind sharing one car, that's fine. You know, one thing that I've come to understand when it comes to, you know, life in this, my adult ages, not to assume when you see people making certain decisions, taking certain decisions, is not to assume that they are doing it without knowing the consequences. You know what I mean? You see somebody drinking a lot, then you want to tell them that, oh, be careful, drinking is not good. You think they are not aware? You see somebody smoking, you're like, hey, be careful, smoking. You think they're not aware? You know, so that's one thing I've come to realize, is not to assume that people are not fully aware of the consequences of their actions, you know. And this is the reason why I don't like to give unsolicited advice. When we some yamin control. But anyway, so I say all that to say, do what floats your boat, but also be aware that boats can sink. I just made that on the spot. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to Tabled. Once again, my name is Joseph NT. I want to give a quick shout out to the GCR Network and also to Joseph NT Productions for this show. And also my producer, Mr. Kwame Asante. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you check out Tabled on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and on YouTube. You can reach out to us by email at tabledgh@gmail.com. If you want to be on the show, send us an email as well, you know, at tabledgh@gmail.com. Thank you guys for listening, and we will definitely be back on the next episode. Bye.
This has been a Gold Coast Report production.